Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is God Conspiracy, Satan Delusion, which will be given by your host, Philip Binga Ajisafez. I am the presenter, Cassandra Job. If you're calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast and may God bless his minister.
Thank you, the presenter, and thank you, the listener. Father, Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity given to me and to the listener, either right now or that will listen to this broadcast. Jehovah Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the listener, the eye to see, the ear to hear, and the heart to understand your word, that people will know that we were saved by grace alone, and you only alone is God, the Creator. Because your word says, Jesus Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. I pray that you will speak through my mouth, and the anointing that breaks the yoke will heal the sick. Even in a time like this, that together we are going to be blessed. People will know that you alone is God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today, the topic on this broadcast is about God conspiracy, Satan delusion. I've tried to divide this topic into parts, which I decided to just talk briefly within the allotted time on the preamble. I will say God Conspiracy, Satan Delusion, Part 1. I will not take our time by going to different dictionary, because like I said, today's discussion on this broadcast just based on what we are expecting. But I want us to know we are using human language, the limited knowledge allotted to us as a human being. So, describe the sovereignty of God. Who am I to talk much about God? Created us to be his own image, and he has given us the revelation, because I don't want you to be misguided that what do you mean by God conspiracy? Who is that conspirator? Because according to dictionary, we have different things about when we talk about conspiracy, which try to say maybe it's a secret thing, or maybe between two people or group people. But I want you to know God is God alone by himself. There is no other God. But like I said, I would like to emphasize on God's way versus woman's way. God's wisdom compared to human wisdom. God's plan, God's purpose for his creature and his program. I will repeat for the sake of our listener, because today is just preamble. I'm talking about God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion. The Bible says because they refuse to believe the truth, he gave them delusional mind to believe lies. In the book, in the scripture, the Bible talks in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 11, he said, and I read, 1 Corinthians, I read from New King James Version, chapter 1, verse 11, read thus, for it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of now I say this, that each of you say I am, you know, Paul, like I said, I don't want us to waste our time about the scripture, but Paul was trying to establish people about God's way. In verse 18 of that the same chapter, chapter 1, verse 18, he said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, God's way, God's plan, God's purpose and the program. The Bible says in the book of John 3:16, that for God so loved the world, and he has given us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. In that 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24, said that to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion. In fact, I will establish this text of this discussion as we go into the next part 2 in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 11, starting from 11. Romans chapter 11, from verse 11 to the end. Let me read, if time permits me. Then we will talk later on the discussion on part 2. Remember, God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion, the love of God. I want you to remember this. When we're talking about God's conspiracy, we're talking about God's love, the way, his way, not my own way. Not by our own opinion, not my opinion, and his program for humanity that he has created in his own image. I want to read to Romans chapter 11, verse 11 to the end. I said then, a death stumble, that is due, that they should fall, certainly not, but through their fall to provoke them to jealousy. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Romans chapter 11, from verse 11. I'm reading verse 13 now. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle, that is Paul, to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. That is the Paul, the written of this, the writer of this passage. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh, and save some of them, being cast away is the reconciling of the world. What would their acceptance be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. There's going to be a lot of explanation, but like I said, you can just prepare yourself, whole listener. Read and reread this chapter, Romans, from chapter 11. You can read from verse 1 if you have. And when the next time, when we go to part 2, we'll be able to discuss more. I'm reading verse 19. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God do not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. That is one key that we discuss: the goodness and the severity of God on those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, that is part of the love of God, for God so loved the world. Because we, otherwise, you also will be cut off. Verse 23. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, may be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you are cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into cultivated small with these who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sin. concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For to him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. God's conspiracy. I first of all mentioned in this preamble that we will just examine one by one the plan of God, the purpose of God, and the program of God, the ways of God. And first of the wisdom, the power of God, and the delusion of the Satan and his follower. The ways of God is the word of God. And the word of God is the way of God. You cannot get out of this. That is why Paul, after he examined all this mystery, said his ways past finding. When you read the book of the Old Testament, how God is preparing man. When I say man, humanity, to be able to discover him, not everything. It's only God's way that is perfect, regardless of what man is thinking. God's plan is good. His purpose, he always make it clear. That is, he wants all his creatures to acknowledge him and to trust him in all the circumstances. But the program, that is what is mysterious. And that is why he was trying to communicate and to let us know that no one can boast of anything. We are at his mercy. It's not what I'm thinking. It is not by opinion. God has made his own way perfect, governed by himself. It's by himself. It's God alone. But any thing apart, God's wisdom, it's not God. In the book of 1 Corinthians that I read, he said the message of gospel is foolishness. How can you make thinking that God is fool when the Bible said, the fool said there's no God. In their heart they said it. Because man cannot fathom, Paul even said that his way past finding. The severity of God and the goodness of God is the same way as God loves to all humanity. After that I read, God never abandoned his own people Israel, because God can never change. But his program to salvation for all men, that is so mysterious. And that is to make us to know that it is by mercy and grace we are all saved. Remember, because I will not have time to be go deep in God's way, plan, purpose, the wisdom of God, the power of God in this conspiracy. In the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, it said, the secret belong to God. What revealed belong to us and to our children for generation. What is the secret of God? That is his way and his program to save all human beings. That no man is going to be saved by religion. Religion apart from grace is nothing, because we cannot appease God. We just have to put our trust in him and believe him for who he is, and know that our salvation is not by our own making. He has made an ultimate sacrifice through his son Jesus Christ, and he has resurrected. And the righteousness that God demanded is being atoned for and paid in full, not by work, but by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is another topic. But Satan always go around to deceive people. Delusion. Delusional state of mind is strong. And to deceive and lie is an objectivity. Just like truth is an object. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. For a delusional mind, they always say they think it is true, unless there is healing, not physically, by their mind. That's why the Bible said, because they refused to believe the truth, he gave them a delusional mind to believe lies. No one can change the program of God. As alas, of what is happening to this day, the so-called Christianity, the so-called religious leader, by just, they can just convince people by what they observe, the opinion. And my God is greater than that. People always say something about, oh, is this the end time? Like what is happening in this year, 2020? People always trying to find the answer. People are sometimes trying to, there's no God. But one thing I'm trying to admire us in this episode, that God's sovereignty is beyond human past funding. But he so loved us, and he just wants us just to know that if we believe that he is God and put our trust in him, no, remember, one of the fullness of God, that is way, that is past founding, is that how can you just say, Lord, I believe, forgive me my sin, and you are forgiven. But in human ways, they want you to pay some sacrifice. The time will not permit me. I just want you to please tune in for the next part two. God so loved us And I don't want you to believe on woman's opinion, no matter what they are in the religious circle. We are not saved by our own religion. God is creator of all things, and everything that he created is good. That is what the Bible says. And that we cannot save by our own effort. The only thing is that he grafted us in. If we believe we are sinners and we confess and we believe in the righteousness of Jesus Christ and we say, forgive me, O Lord, create a new heart in me. It doesn't mean that we're not going to sin again. But the love of God will sustain us. I don't want us to be carried away with the human conspiracy theories about what is going on. One thing is certain. The Bible said, he spoke and it is done. He commanded and it established fast. Psalm 33:9. Against the program of God. When he speaks, it is done. The only thing we can just pray for his mercy and to be gracious to us. But concerning what is happening, concerning what we are experiencing, if it is said by God, which is the end time, no one can pray against it. We just need to put our trust in him. And I pray, as we are doing this, the Lord himself we give us the heart to know that we are saved by grace and grace alone, and that we will not succumb to the delusional state of satanic influences. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, part one, God Conspiracy, Satan Delusion. You'll be notified by social media when part two will be available. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Thank you.